You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow, manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, Sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. And this week, we're talking about there is no easy button. It is one of those things that we definitely live in a society that we feel like we want instant gratification. And this has come up over the last few days. I've had some conversations around plant medicine and easy, and it's just been really interesting. So I want to turn back time a little bit. And years ago, a lot of years ago now, I sat down and reconfigured my ideal client. I was getting frustrated. I was not calling in the people that I wanted to work with. And for me, it was really important to really be clear out to the universe that the types of people that I wanted to work with. Did I need to be more clear? Absolutely. Do I still need to be more clear? I'm sure I do. But one of the biggest things that was so important to me was working with people that wanted to do the work. This was huge. So when I have somebody in front of me and they're like, I don't know if I can do this, I always say to them, I only call in people that want to do the work. So I know you can do this because you're willing to do the work. You wouldn't be sitting here if you weren't. And let me tell you, that putting that out there, really, people that started showing up for me were amazing souls that wanted to up-level their life. So fast forward, come back to now. So over the last few days, it's been interesting because I've had some conversations around plant medicine. Set it off for me, the first thing that I heard was I was listening to a podcast, and I apologize, I can't remember what the podcast was. I feel like it may have been one of my woohoo business people that I love to listen to, that they, you know, embrace that spiritual side. I'm sure that's probably who it was, but I couldn't say 110%. Not important. What they talked about was this piece of plant medicine is powerful and it definitely can have a purpose and it is a tool. It is a tool for us to understand that we have the capacity to do something. See, hear, feel, etc., etc. But the plant medicine is supposed to be a tool as a teacher. It is not meant to be a crutch to continuously use. I have nothing against plant medicine, although I don't know that you'd ever catch me doing ayahuasca, because anything that's going to make me puke is not good in my books. So I've heard the journey is amazing, but I'm not all about the side effects of it. And I'm somebody that metabolizes things like crazy. So I find that I have adverse reactions to things that have big side effects and symptoms. I digress. So I've had a conversation with a few friends about this over the last few days. And this morning I was talking to my friend Anita, who I've had here on the podcast, and we were talking about plant medicine, but we were also talking about everybody looking for the easy button. And often this is what happens when we go to plant medicine. Now, I will caveat by saying there are professionals out there that use plant medicine and are very capable therapists and counselors and so on and so forth that actually can use this in a really beneficial way. I have a girlfriend who microdoses and gets energy work and therapy, and it works amazing for her because she is working with someone who is a trained professional and is following up with her. It's not one and done. They have a continuous relationship and they continue to work through things. She doesn't just take her on a journey and send her out the door. So yes, there are places that are really powerful to be able to use this as a tool in your healing practice to be able to do it. Again, find a trained professional. Make sure that they're working ethically. And that's not just about where we source things, but that's also about their own ethics. What is their training? What is their background? What is the follow-up? You need to ask big questions here because these things can have fatal consequences otherwise. What we often see is this piece of like, I'm going to do this ayahuasca journey. You have these crazy trips and you are shown things, but then you have to still contend with those things. And this is the part where I think we get lost. We have this preconceived notion often that we're going to do this thing and it's going to fix it. I do energy work sessions for years. You know, I could see it with clients that just needed relief and they would come in and they would get temporary relief because the reality was is that if they didn't do the work to fix why the pain came forward, then it actually wasn't going to dissolve. It would just have a temporary Band-Aid. And the ridiculous part is we like to put Band-Aids on gushing wounds that really need attention, and instead, we're just trying to do something that's less painful. And yeah, I know, this might not be the popular opinion, but I am not here for the popular opinion. I am here to call it and tell it like it is and to share my thoughts. These are my thoughts. These are my feelings about things. And you need to make your own judgments. You need to do your own research. You need to figure things out for yourself. But what I've been shown is this piece of, yes, these things can be powerful, but we still need to do work. I am a huge advocate of spirituality is simple. Spirituality isn't easy. It is not easy. It eventually feels easy if you start to do the healing work and get to where you need to go, but it's not necessarily easy. So much of it is simple. But we have to be willing to look at the aspects of ourselves that aren't in alignment with where we want to go. And people don't want to talk about shame and guilt and shadow work and fear. People don't want to talk about it. People don't want to talk about their trauma. And sometimes we don't recognize that what we look at as something that just happened and it's like whatever, it was so like minuscule, that might be your trauma pivot point that actually changed the rest of your life. That created the story that you carry still today about that insignificant situation or happening that actually created a story that has created the distortion that you have carried with you all along. Mine happened at a really young age. I was like 2 or 3, and it was super insignificant. But the situation, what happened? It was harmless. But it was the trauma that triggered everything going forward for me. And when I discovered that, the power that I was able to take back by doing work around that mindset and that story was incredible. But I had to be willing to do the work. The other part is the work never ends. A client suggested watching Stutz, which is the Jonas Hill and his therapist. And I highly recommend it. It's a great movie on Netflix. And the therapist talks about the tools that he gives Jonas Hill to help with everyday life. And Jonah wants to share them with people because they are things that changed his life profoundly, and he felt like they would change other people's. And they're great. They're really good tools. But again, the one thing that he said in that I was like, yes. And he talked about things that will never go away. And one of them was that the work never goes away. I never stop. I've had clients ask me, like, what did you do? And it's like, what do I still do on a regular basis? It never goes away completely. We just work at it in different levels and different depths. Sometimes something is so in our face that we have to really dig into it and really, like, power through what it is that we need to accomplish. That mindset shift or that pattern that we need to change, that habit. Sometimes it's something that's just like the long haul. I will always have to work on my money mindset. Always. It is something that will always come up for me. And each step of the way, it just gets better. It helps me to create more flow, more ease, more grace. It doesn't mean that it ever gets easy. It gets easier. But when we can simplify it, we can see the simplicity and allow it to have more flow and ease. But I will never say that it's easy. Being a human is not easy, is it? So we need to stop looking for the easy button. Thank you for Staples for making one. We appreciate you. And yeah, some days it feels like we just want to hit that button and it's all better. But the reality is we need to be willing to face the things that have created us, that have been those pivots, that have created our story, that have shaped us into who we are. Reiki is not going to solve it. Energy work is not going to solve it. EFT, all of it. It'll make it better, but you have to choose to do the work around it. Ayahuasca, pot, microdosing with mushrooms. There is psychedelics. Like, yeah, you can go on a trip and it can change your life. But again, if you're not willing to do the work that goes around it, maybe you just end up the addict looking for the easy way out instead of actually being the person that will trigger change and make the difference in your own life. I will say it a million times over, I am a healer and my job is not to heal anyone. My job is to hold space, to give awareness and to hold support, to take you on a journey that allows you to do the work that you need to do to get to the other side. I would definitely say my superpower is honing into that place where that pivot happened, being able to see the roadblocks along the way. I love, love, love working with clients long term. Because I get to see their evolution. I get to help them and support them on their journey of healing things that are getting in the way. And it isn't a one-time thing. And I'm not a life coach. That's not what I'm trained in. But I am trained in doing energy work. And I am trained in being a psychic medium. And I am trained in medical intuition and business intuition and past life regression. And all of these tools can give you the answers that you need to be able to do the work that you need to do. So stop reaching for the easy button because it's not out there. Stop trying to put a Band-Aid on a gushing wound. It is instead time to start looking at the places we are avoiding, ignoring, pushing down. Feelings come up for a reason. When we do plant medicine, we don't have the capacity to shove it back down. Plant medicine, even alcohol, opens us up. I always tease, spirit and spirit don't go together. I don't drink. When I was on vacation, I turn it off really good at Disney because it needs to be. But the second I have a drink at Disney, I feel spirit starting to touch me. They start touching the back of my head. They start trying to, I'm like, no, not the place or the time for you. Time to step back out. When we do substances like plant medicine, like alcohol, it lets down our guard. Yes, it allows things to bubble to the surface easier. Yes, it also can numb those things if you choose to, but I don't suggest it. But it is in those feelings that we get the answers we are looking for. When we talk about something and it brings up an emotion in you, that means you're holding on to it someplace and we need to talk about it. We need to explore that. Maybe we need to move energy around it. It's important to feel the feels. There's no easy button. Rant over. Thank you. I just wanted to share that. I think it's really important to look at, to evaluate, to think about, you know, what is this thing that you're using and is it actually making things better? Or is it just putting a Band-Aid on a gushing wound? If you are willing to do the work, myself and other practitioners are out there to work with you. I'm a huge advocate of a therapist. Huge advocate for a therapist. They're so good, but find the right one. You need to work with someone that can support you on the journey that you are on. And, you know, I have a passion for working with clients who are looking for answers and know that tapping into their own spirituality and their mindset can make a massive difference in their life. It can turn it around, and it's incredible to watch and see. I do love my clients so much, so much, especially the ones that come back and see me time and again. I love hearing how they've evolved and the work that they've done to get to the next level. It is phenomenal. It's incredible. And I love being a cheerleader and getting excited about those things. So feel free to reach out if you are interested in working together, if you are looking to up-level your own work and really clear the things that have been holding you back. I'm here for it. Feel free to reach out. We can have a conversation about how to work together. And if I'm not the right person for you, definitely, like, even reach out. I have a lot of people that I know. I'm happy to share, or, you know, get on and your social media and so on and so forth and find somebody that resonates with you. It is a powerful thing to be able to help others. And I take my job very seriously. I don't sugarcoat things. I call it is. Excuse me as I sneeze and release some things. Woo! Clearly something needed to let go there. I call a spade a spade. I will, you know, time and again, push you in the direction that, you know, will help you up level. I will not direct you. I will not make decisions in your life for you, but I will help you to find clarity to make those decisions yourself. I will help you to see those sticking points, those blocks, those trauma points that are the ones that need to shift. I'm happy to help you find your story, but I'm going to do it with honesty and integrity and truth. And it doesn't always feel good. Although most of the time we spend our time laughing and smiling, because even the heavy stuff, we let those tears flow and then we move into the good stuff to move things and shift things and pivot things in the direction we want to go. So, yeah, I love it. I will love it, love it, love it until the day I die, I'm sure. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being open. And, you know, like I said, this is my opinion. This is what I've seen in my practice. And again, I have nothing against plant medicine. If that's something that resonates with you, again, please do your due diligence and make sure that you are doing it safely and with trained professionals to make sure that you are getting what you need out of this practice of plant medicine. It has its time and its place always. But yeah, thank you. It's almost March. I have some new things launching in March. If you don't get the newsletter already, jump onto my website fromtheheartandsoul.com and get the newsletter so that you know what's going on. I have two new things launching in March. That one is really low price point. The other one is kind of a progression over the course of the year, something to do some healing work. I'm not telling you anything else about that. Of course, in March, I also have all the usual events, Yoga Nidra. I have Marches. Night with Spirit is full. So April's is opened up for registration. I am doing a spa yoga night. If anybody's interested, that'll be on March 21st. And the last Wednesday of the month is always past life regression on Zoom. I'm sure there'll be more coming up, but that's what's going on right now. So get the newsletter, follow me on socials, get those weekly energy forecasts, those daily energy messages, and of course, reach out. I love hearing from you guys. Thank you. So from my heart and soul to yours, have an amazing rest of your week, everybody. Bye now.